You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
All right, Sal. So here's my question for you. Do you have any hidden talents?
Yeah, I don't know if they're that hidden, though. I'm a drummer. I've been playing the drums since I was in third grade. I actually won a big jazz award in high school for playing drums. I was in jazz band. I've never really played in a band, so to speak, but I've sat in a lot. I've gone places and people, and I'll tell people like, oh yeah, let me sit in. At Eric Woods' fundraiser every year, he has a really great band, Chris Farrar, and his band. They play, and I sit in with them, and I've played Summer of 69 when they play it by Bryan Adams, and that's been the song that I've played. I can sing. I was Conrad Birdie and Bye Bye Birdie, the musical in high school.
Wow.
So yeah, my dad was a singer, actually, Matt. He made some records. They sang in Buffalo nightclubs and stuff. They had a band, and yeah, pretty cool. So I would say I'm pretty musically inclined, and I think I've talked about it a little bit on the radio, but I'd say hidden a little bit for a lot of our listeners who probably might not realize that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that you could. I knew that you played the drums. I don't think I knew the like level that you played the drums. I certainly didn't know about the singing thing. So that's cool. I mean, sports, singing, there's a lot of crossover there. But you're not the only guy at One Bill's Drive who can sing, Sal.
And I there's can't sing like a lot of those guys, I'll tell you
there's
that.
There's another guy who was on national TV because of it.
Yeah, man. I tell you, I am so impressed. I'm an AGT watcher, America's Got Talent. And I love watching people. I always say this. I love watching people who can do extraordinary things that I definitely just can't do. Now, someone can go on there and play the drums, but they're going to be like way better than me, but it's still also something I respect, or singing. But it's usually talents that I'm like, oh my God, I'm just so blown away. And when I heard that Isaiah McKenzie was going on America's Got Talent with Brian Scott and a bunch of other NFL players, I couldn't wait to watch it. And I did. And it was awesome.
He knocked it out of the park. I got to say, not just him, the entire group.
Yeah.
I don't really know what I was expecting. I was like, okay, he's on America's Got Talent. It's kind of a shtick. Like, he's an NFL player. These are all former NFL players. Like, they're going on there because of who they are, not because of the talent that they have. But I couldn't have been more wrong. They did a great job. And for anybody who watched the episode, they performed. Simon Cowell was incredibly impressed, which was throwing me off from the old like American Idol days. I was like, oh no, he's going to be so mean to them. He was floored. Then he had them sing the song a cappella, Lean On Me. And it was even better when he did it, when they did it the second time. So it was really cool. I think it was really cool for Bills fans to kind of get to see that side of Isaiah McKenzie and some of the other former NFL players that were out there. And, he's the face of the franchise for a lot of reasons. And this was on display in the America's Got Talent episode.
It was really cool. It was really cool to watch Isaiah, to see him up there. There were a lot of big guys up there. There were linemen and guys like that. And Isaiah's like that small wide receiver who's up there. And this kind of like he is in the football field, right? He gets in the huddle and you know Isaiah McKenzie's a little bit shorter. But I'm just really happy for Isaiah. I think he's a good dude. And, you know, he owns a restaurant down in Florida, a barbecue place. You know, he had that stuff last year where there was a little bit of a controversy with the COVID stuff that he tweeted about. And then he got fined by the league and things like that. And I think that that, you know, I think that hurt him a little bit, how people perceived him to be. But I think it's he has such a big heart. And he's really well-intended. And I think he always wanted to stay in Buffalo. And there was a question mark whether that was going to happen. But sure enough, gets to the offseason, Matt, and bam, he actually signed to come back to Buffalo pretty quickly because I know he wanted to be here and the organization wanted him back.
Yeah, because he is just such a dynamic personality, and I think they gravitate to him. And we've heard Micah Hyde poke fun at him over the years, and we've heard other his teammates just be like, oh, I can't stand that guy, but I'm so happy that he's my teammate. And he is like the little brother that gets under everybody's skin when they need to. But I think it was also telling that they hosted kind of like an impromptu watch party at the stadium on Tuesday night for America's Got Talent. And a lot of guys showed up. Like Josh Allen showed up to watch. He wanted to be there to support his teammate. And a lot of the other guys were there. And I think that says a lot. And then it was the talk of One Bills Drive on Wednesday. One of the guys even said, I don't remember who it was. I don't know if it was Dawson or if it was Ed, but they were playing Lean On Me in the locker room this morning when all of the players arrived and they were trying to get him to go up there and sing. So they were having fun with it, but they're also really happy for him.
And we're going to hear from Isaiah McKenzie telling us all about that and a lot more. How did this happen? How did it come about? A really cool conversation with Isaiah McKenzie, wide receiver, punt returner, gadget guy, kick returner, however you want to describe him, of the Buffalo Bills, who is on America's Got Talent. All right, we're going to welcome in Isaiah McKenzie now. I don't know if I should call you wide receiver, punt returner, or just all-around singer and talented guy. I mean, after what we saw on America's Got Talent, how cool was that?
It was pretty fun. You know what I'm saying? I got to go to LA for the first time, go to California for the first time. I've never seen it. But it was pretty cool, singing with the guys, being this one. It's like an extension of the locker room. It was pretty fun, though.
So how did this all come about? Like, how did you become the singer that's on national television?
The NFLPA, I think the NFLPA, I want to get this correct. NFLPA or the choir, one of the two, they reached out to my agency. They asked me, say, hey, Isaiah McKenzie, we want him to be a part of our choir going to America's Got Talent. And I'm like, okay, well, how did they find me? You know what I'm saying? Like, what did they, and it was like, oh, you were handpicked out of a certain amount of guys. I forgot the amount. He's like, handpicked. I'm like, handpicked? Like, that sounds like some Beyonce type thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, Beyonce's handpicked. You know what I'm saying? But I was actually in Syracuse when it happened. And she's like, oh, we need you to get you to Atlanta tonight to practice. I'm like, practice? I'm like, you don't even know if I can sing. Like, whatever. So I had to get a private jet because there was no flights available. I had to get a private jet. First time ever getting a private jet. And it was like, I didn't want my first time to be like that, but it was my first time ever. So I flew to Atlanta, practiced, and we practiced for like hours. And so we got to California April 16th, and then, no, April 19th. And then we did the show, and then, yeah.
I got to ask, what was it like being on stage with Simon Cowell there and those judges and in that environment?
It was pretty fun. Nerve-wracking a little bit because my helmet was off. You know, my helmet's always on when I'm on TV. But it was pretty nerve-wracking. At first, I started sweating, the lights. I seen a big crowd, and then I seen Simon and all the other people there. So I'm like, I wasn't really familiar with the names and the people on the show because I haven't watched that show in years, right? But I remember Simon. You know what I'm saying? So I seen all the judges there, and I'm like, ooh, this is going to be a tough crowd. And I was scared of the X's. Like, it was, like, right there. So I'm like, ooh, if we get an X, we're you know. And I'm like, whoa. So we started doing it, and then it came out well. You know, we made it to the next round. So it was pretty fun.
What's the reaction been like? Because we saw yesterday you were doing the Instagram Live. You had a bunch of your teammates in the media room watching it. You guys were eating pizza. But what has the reaction been like since everybody has seen the performance?
Everybody's a little bit surprised. You know, and even in the team meeting room today, we walk in the team meeting, everybody's in there, and next thing they playing the song Lean On Me. And I'm like, oh my God. And everybody's like, Isaiah, get up there and sing, get up there and sing. And I'm like, no, too late. I got the next round is in August or whatnot. And I was like, yeah, y'all guys will see me next round, or I think, because I'll be at camp.
How did you guys decide on Lean On Me?
Well, mine was last minute. I had no idea we were singing that song. So when
you have a bunch of songs, I'm sure, in the catalog you guys can go to.
You're correct. And while they were together, they chose that song. Okay. And then when I jumped on, I just had to jump in and like, oh, we singing Lean On Me. So you start singing. with this group, and that's that.
That's amazing.
How did your background in singing, like, is this something you've been doing your entire life?
No. Hell no. I mean, no. like I said, the shower, the car, like.
But you can dance.
I can dance, you know what I'm saying? I could have been on Dancing with the Stars, but I never thought I'd be on America's Got Talent, you know? So.
Do you have any other talents? Any hidden talents? You play any? No, look, Brian Scott. I did a couple events with him in your Buffalo. He plays like 5-6 musical instruments. It's incredible, and you were on stage with him. What else can you do? Play any musical instruments?
Nope.
But you're an entrepreneur.
Yep. I can run a
business. Fortnite?
Yeah.
Oh, you're a Fortnite guy.
Fortnite, Call of Duty, Fortnite.
What's your skin in Fortnite? What's your go-to skin?
I haven't played Fortnite in like years, but I was a Fortnite guy, so.
It was Fortnite and Chick-fil-A. I remember that. Isaiah said that's what he does. He plays Fortnite, gets Chick-fil-A.
My son uses like the Josh Allen skin in Fortnite. There's like a Josh Allen skin. There's Bill's stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I haven't played in a minute, but when I did play Fortnite, I think it was a soccer skin, but it was just like,
Something else I was going to ask you about, being on stage with us. Oh yeah. So we don't know what happens. We don't know the next round. Do you know, like, I know you don't want to spoil it, but, or is this, it's just happening in real time, just like we're watching it. Like, do you know that what happens in the next round, or you haven't done that yet? You haven't gotten to the second round?
That's in August. Okay. The second round is in August. I mean, I'll be in camp. You know, I don't know, you know, how that's going to work, so I don't, but we'll see. But we made it to the second round, yes.
A lot of big guys out there. You were like, I know you're a wide receiver. You're not the biggest dude, but a lot of linemen doing this.
Yeah, they got the big lungs and the vocals. They got all the vocals and things. They can change the, you know, me, I got one note. That's about it.
That's awesome. And then Micah didn't believe you yesterday. Well, tell us that story.
Well, I was telling Micah, I was like, yo, tonight you're going to watch America's Got Talent. I'm going to be on there. He's like, for real? No, you're not. You know, Micah hasn't been here for a while. So I'm sitting and talking to him, and he's like, for real? I'm like, no, I'm not playing. I'm dead serious, blah, blah. So then apparently he was watching it, and he saw me. He was like, oh, I didn't think you were serious. Congratulations, da, 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 that's cool. Da, da. I was like, man, you full of, you know, whatever. Because I'm like, I just told you. He's like, I thought you was lying. You play so damn much. So.
How has, you know, switching over to football for a second, though, how has camp gone? I know you guys are wrapping up mandatory minicamp. It's weird watching you run around in 6. We're used to seeing your old number. It's kind of strange.
It's been pretty cool. I mean, we did a photo shoot, and it was, you know, December 6th came out looking a little good, so I like it. But just running around here has been pretty fun. Just learning new positions, learning my new role and things like that. So it's been pretty cool.
You guys crushed it, man. Congratulations.
I appreciate it, bro.
Thanks, Isaiah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.